Is the battery all five?
Yes, in Serbia and Croatia, when an action did take place, the Germans and Bulgars would take terrible reprisals, and this tended to put the Chetniks off. And I think this was probably because they were recruited locally. You see, when the Germans first invaded in 1941, the Yugoslav army by and large dispersed and the members went back home, so that any groups that were formed after that tended to be local men, so that reprisals against a particular village struck home very strongly against the local people. But Tito was centrally controlled. He was a communist and he was at Moscow trained, and he could see that a local setback was only a local setback, and the dreadful reprisals that were taken made very little difference to his war effort. He would carry on, and this is the way in which he built up his power, I think. And so that as time went on, he became more and more powerful. He liberated very large tracts of land, and when the Germans finally disappeared, there's no doubt that he was in command, and there was just no opposition to him at all.
Can you tell me how your days in Yugoslavia finally ended?
Yes. I was still with the mission in Skopje, and by then we'd received a number of flights. The Americans had flown in a few planes. They'd even brought us in a jeep, and we'd opened up the airfield at Skopje after some difficulty, and we'd become redundant there. There was nothing else for Ron and me to do. And so there came the day when we were to be flown out. Oh, yes, and Hugh Miller, who by then was a major, came out with us. And I think, no, Tom Smith stayed behind, that's right. It was just Miller who came out with us. And it was decided that we should come home, and the mission that was left behind was the American one, Major Dickinson, and there was another rather mysterious mission. I think he was more a political chap than a military one. He was nominally a squadron leader, a chap called Hill, and he stayed behind with his radio operator. I don't know where on earth he sprung from, because I didn't see him in the woods at all. We only met him after we got into the town. He was left behind with the American, and the rest of us, our job having been finished, were flown out from Skopje airfield. And we landed at Bari, and Ron and I rejoined the long-range desert group, who had a headquarters there. And we met David Lloyd Owen, who by that time was in command of the long-range desert group, a lieutenant colonel. And we told him our story, especially the story about Levita, which he hadn't heard fully until then. But there was a rule that escaped prisoners of war were not allowed to carry on in the same theatre of war in which they were captured. So we were sent home. This was about March 45, I think.
What dates approximately had you left Skopje?
Oh, no more than 10 days before we were finally flown out of Italy. Not flown out of Italy, we put on a boat to go from Naples home. But we were only in Italy about 10 days.
One thing I didn't ask you about the LRDG earlier on was what was the attitude of the rest of the regular army towards the LRDG?
Envy, I think. they certainly respected us and rather envied us our freedom.
Was there any attitude of resentment towards you in any way?
I didn't find any at all, ever.